tonight's planning committee meeting on Monday, the 18th of February 2019 at 6 p.m. I have apologies for absence from Councillor Tim Dumper and Councillor Tony Hill. I think otherwise that everyone is present. Now move on to the public speaking section of tonight's meeting. I have two people that wish to speak in respect of application 19-0186 TEL. This is in the Littleham Ward, land at junction of Salterton Road and Roll Road. Installation of 17.5 metre high monopole supporting three shrouded antennae and a microwave dish antennae. The installation of an equipment cabinet and meter cabinet and ancillary work. I'd remind members of the public that their representation must be no longer than 3 minutes, and would ask that it, so that we get the benefit of all the points that you wish to make. If you can both not repeat each other, then obviously you will hopefully will get all the points that you want to put across to us this evening. We already have the names of the speakers this evening, and they both wish to object to the application. Can I have confirmation from members that they're willing to take this application prior to the rest this evening? All those in favour? Thank you. Okay, so I'll ask our first speaker, which is Angela Greenhouse, please. I'd like to come forward, and then if you... Is it on? No.
Need a microphone.
I could use that one. She could use that one on the desk.
There's one on the desk, and then if you just press the...
Press the button.
It should light up.
Press either button.
Yeah. Okay.
So it's not quite X Factor, that's the feel. So, thank you very much for letting us go first. Thank you very much for letting us have our little So, in response to this, I just firstly wanted to say that I have a special needs daughter. She was here, but I've let her go because she was getting a bit stressed. She has autism. I live at number 13, which is across the roundabout from the proposed siting of the mast. And one house down from me, she also has a Down syndrome boy, and the Deaf Academy obviously are going to have very young, vulnerable people living and working there. And I know that it conforms to the international exposure standards, but there is an awful lot of scientists talking about how these standards are long overdue for reform. Because we're talking about new technologies, there's a very small amount of actual proof to say one way or another, but there are an awful lot of studies coming through, and I've got four here that have just been recently quoted as coming through saying that there are known health benefits for people with vulnerabilities and elderly residents also, if they are 300 metres closer to the proposed mast. All of our properties will be so. I also wanted to say that I went to visit the monopole up at Bradham Lane, Salterton Road Junction. There is a constant buzz and vibration coming from that cabinet, and if we're sleeping in the summer with our windows open, we will be able to hear that. And I don't think that is fair, and it actually is a breach of my human rights to be able to sleep without a constant buzz. I wanted it to be thought about to move it to a less dense residential area. And also I wanted to say that I can choose currently how much I use my mobile phone in my home, and I can turn it off and not choose to sleep with it. If this mast goes up, then it's going to be a permanent source of radiation coming directly into my home and where I sleep. And I am concerned that it's being proposed by O2 and Vodafone, and I know that they do get money for going ahead with the consent. They pay the council money. And I just think it's a massive gamble with our human rights and our health. And there is a blanket of radiation going up around the town and globally. And I think it's has very worrying effects on us all. Sorry, I wasn't sure if that was me or not.
Yes, it is, yeah.
Okay, so yeah, all right, I've got 20 seconds left. Historically, I was at Royal College in the 80s. We've got these beautiful grey dry stone walls all the way around that site. We've also got a row of listed trees, and they are stunning and they're beautiful. And I've got photographs of that area going back to 1860s, and those trees and those walls are there. and they're not going to be, I just think it will not be in keeping. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Mr. Cornish, do you want to address the members? Thank you.
Thank you very much. Firstly, thanks very much for listening to us this evening. I also live at the top of Carlton Hill, so there's the obvious aesthetic objection to it. There's a great big thing, 17.5 metres high, directly opposite where we live, seeing it every morning. But my objections were slightly different, is that we went to a few of the neighbours to find out whether anyone else was going to do an objection, and were shocked to find that out of the 10 people we went to visit, only one other person had had notification or had anything through the post from the council. And I wonder whether that was a lack of diligence on their part, or whether it's that they actually don't want people to exercise their rights. So that's very disappointing. And the other thing is, it's very near where the proposed site for the deaf school, where the deaf school is going to be built. And I wonder whether that either Vodafone or indeed the council had done any research on whether these electromagnetic devices have any effect on the devices that a lot of the children in there will be wearing, you know, hearing, various different hearing devices. I actually have a hearing loss myself, and so I wear aids. And when we went up to have a look at the other pole, it's extremely noisy. It's like a fan thing, I think, in the electric box. But if you were anywhere in a, you know, 40 or 50 yard proximity, that's a constant noise. And I wonder whether it would be like the effect of having tinnitus, you know, if you were standing outside and had that constant noise there. So I just didn't know whether anyone had actually looked into that and its proximity to the deaf school, and whether that's a good idea in itself. And the other thing I realised with these things that concerns me is the idea of what I would term mission creep, i.e. you have a mask there now and it has something on it, but later on, because it's already there, you know, I don't know whether they have permission to then build something else onto it or another antenna. I mean, I don't know about whether that's an allowable thing, because it's already there, therefore it won't make much difference if we have another thing on it or whatever. I don't know what the situation with that is. So those are really the concerns. But I think the other thing is, I mean, there are the kind of, we've looked into their health things, and the electron phones haven't been around long enough, or the master, to have any significant research, so it's all slightly speculative. And I know that the companies, you know, comply to the regulations, but it's still, every report I've read said it's inconclusive because mobile phones have only been around 10 or 15 years. So in 20 years' time, we might be having a very different conversation about how much these masks have affected people over time. So I know you can't object on health grounds, but that does seem slightly absurd to us, whether that's true. Thank you very much for listening.
Could you just press the button so it goes off, and then that's it, lovely. Okay. Thank you. Okay, members, this is application in the Littleham Ward, application 19 of the 0186 TEL, land at junction Salterton Road and Roll Road, installation 17.5 high monopole supporting three shrouded antennae and a microwave dish antenna, the installation of the equipment cabinet and meter cabinet and ancillary work. We have one comment from a statutory consultee, and we have 18 representations, which I'll ask Sue to summarise for you.
Yes, first of all, Councillor Williamson has no objection to the mast, subject to Highways approval in view of the traffic directional signs in the vicinity. We have, however, received 18 representations, all of which object to the mast. They're concerned the proposed mast is out of keeping, an eyesore, and too close to residential properties and a future residential school. The tremendous height of the mast is an imposition on the street scene. There's also concern about the noise emitted by the mast and potential health problems caused from the mast radiation. Research on the health effects have focused on increased cancer risk, genetic damage, cellular stress and other effects. The mast will detract from the line of attractive mature trees and the historic greystone walls nearby. A representative of the deaf school has requested clarification that the humming of the powerful mast and the expected transmission power will not affect the technology and personal equipment to be used by the pupils and the staff. There also is a possible impact on plant life, animals and bees. The mass would also detract from the entrance to Exmouth seafront. Thank you.
Councillor John Humphreys.
That manager, 3 or 4 months ago, I had a number of residents contact me concerning this mass from Firfield Road, Firfield Drive, top of Douglas Avenue and the Salterton Road. So East Devon District Council had contacted quite a few residents near to the vicinity. And I would persuade this committee to vote against this with all that has been said, because we don't know the situation of what this mass can do. Especially now we have the people from the Deaf Academy, it could interfere with the hearing aids and the communications equipment within the new site. And I think more tests needs to be done on these masts before we accept more of them within this town. My mobile phone works, and our mobile phone works quite well on the seafront in the town centre. And I feel we've got enough of them within the town at this moment in time. So I will reject this application.
Councillor Fred Cargill.
Thank you, Chairman, and thank you for coming and talking to us. I'm not sure, are you the lady that sent us an email as well?
Yes.
I've got to be honest, seeing your email, there's a lot of data in there and a lot of content, and it prompted me to have a look at data on the internet. Now I'm just going to read some items from what I found, and that doesn't actually finish my words, but I just wanted to read these bits out. And the first one came from the cancerresearchuk.org. And it said, in 2012, an independent report concluded that there is no convincing evidence that being exposed to radio frequency fields, including those from mobile phones, masts, and base stations within the guidelines, could affect somebody's health. The UK follows a set of international safety standards which restrict the amount of electromagnetic radiation people can be exposed to. The exposure you would get from a base station usually at least 100 times below international guidelines. I also looked at NHS website that talked about mobile phone safety, and that says that, however, most current research suggests it's unlikely that radio waves from mobile phones or base stations increase the risk of any health problems. There's a lot more data in there, I'm just pulling out those particular sentences. So, I looked at it in some detail. Now, I look at the site where that mass is going to go, and we turned down an application for a mass application which was further up the road some time back. I think it was, John, wasn't it?
Yes.
February. And we look at Exmouth, at where we've got mobile phone masts, and there's one in Pound Lane, which is in a built-up area. We've also got lots of antennae on top of the telephone exchange at the bottom of Victor Street or Church Street or whatever it's called, South Street. So there is a little bit of argument against the fact that we haven't already set a precedence with mass in built-up areas, because we have. Now, I personally take the point about the noise coming from the humming box, as it were, but I'm making an assumption, and as a town councillor I can only make that assumption, that somebody has done research into the fact that that noise would fall within guidelines and standards as set by whoever sets these criteria. And the other thing is, I would wonder if the Deaf Academy actually have thought about any future technology that may affect their technology. Because they currently operate right in the periphery of Exeter City, where there is obviously similar antennae and mass, I would think, in the periphery of where they are currently are. I don't know for certain, but I'm just assuming that that's the case. So one would assume that if they've had any sort of interference from technology, they would have had it by now. So I'm not discounting the argument, I'm just trying to say that this might already be the case where it's actually been proven it doesn't affect it. That said, we often hear from lots of people that, you know, they want to Exmouth to become more vibrant, be more economic, more opportunity for employment. Well, with all these things comes the use of technology, because that's the way society has moved forward. And so there's an argument for and there's an argument against. And I'm afraid I'm on the side of for. Okay?
Councillor Brian Toy.
I think most of the points I've had in mind have been covered. I suppose it has to be that high to get maximum coverage. Presumably, Vodafone users are not getting a decent signal, and it's necessary to put this in to improve the signal. Now, as I understand planning law, there is a presumption in favour of these things, unless we can find a very good reason why we should turn them down. The reason about damage to people's health cannot be substantiated. Right around the world, there seems to be no evidence that it's caused any damage, a brain damage. So I think we can hardly use that bit of evidence. I'm concerned if there's a noise factor, and we should state that there should be investigation into what noise level there should be. That's a noisy corner anyway. You've got traffic up and down all the time. It's only late at night when it's quiet when it might become obtrusive. But I don't think we've got enough evidence to actually turn it down.
Councillor Maddie Chapman.
Thank you, Joan. I am rather confused why Vodafone would put it in the situation that they've chosen. I would have thought to get the best reception that they would be better off up on the industrial estate at Liverton, somewhere like that, away from the residential area. That would do the job. It would not upset the residents. And if we find out in 20 years' time it causes harm, we will have not put any of our residents in harm's way. Also, I am worried that it might affect the equipment used by the Deaf Academy and the young children, because I know a lot of the equipment they do use is ultra sensitive. So while I am not against the mask, I am against it in this particular area. It should be up at Liverton or Dingle Way. It's high ground up there, and it would cover a wider area because the waves go out, and it would give us the best of both worlds. Thank you, Jim.
Councillor Rob Masden.
Thank you, Chair. Yes, this appears to be a replacement site for another one, which I don't know the location of that mast, but looking at the coverage maps that they've sent us, this mast seems to be applying a lesser coverage to certain areas. So the advantage of having the mast nearer in town is it doesn't need to be so high powered as one placed further out at Liverton. Also, their documentation states that actually the nearer you are to the mast, if you're right under it, you're receiving less electromagnetic radiation than you would if you were a few more hundred metres away further away from it. So yes, the noise coming from the cupboard outside, so I know these things can sort of emit a kind of hum, which is not unnecessary really. I think some sort of soundproofing and sort of stronger base to them too, so they don't vibrate so much, might be something we could recommend. But I agree with Councillor Fred that we shouldn't stand in the way of progress too much, and more coverage at a lower power is perhaps to be well welcomed. Thank you.
Maybe I just think there's been a misunderstanding. Could you scroll up?
Because that's the list of all the places.
Yes, the list of the places. The previous, the clerk has just reminded me that the previous antenna was actually on Royal College. Before Royal College was.
I'm surprised that Holy Trinity Church, they say, is too low. The church itself is, but the tower is
It stands out. Very funny, but it says it was a town.
Has been proposed for refusal by Councillor John Humphreys. Are you happy to second then, Maddie?
Yes.
And seconded by Councillor Maddie Chapman. All those in favour of refusal, please show. All those against? 1, 2, 3. So in that case, that's refused. Thank you. You can leave if you wish.
Just to say that obviously it goes to East End District Council for the final decision.
Thank you for your contribution.
Mind the wire.
So moving along to minutes of the meeting held on the 4th of February 2019. They have been circulated. Your wish, I sign them as a true record of the last meeting?
Yes.
Yes, thank you. Declaration of communities and dispensations. Has anybody got any interests or dispensations they wish to raise on any of the applications this evening? Checking through item. There's no items for urgent business, so we'll move straight on to permanent applications under delegated powers. Firstly, 19/0024, tree application, Pine Ridge, Higher Marley Road. T1 beech remove 2 allowed branches, T2 beech remove 2 allowed branches, clear timber noir to give clearance of 2 metres. T3 oak, reduce branches away from the house, removing 3 metres in length, 20 centimetres in diameter, given approximately 4 metres clearance to the house. T4, species not stated, remove 5 lower branches to give clearance of 5 metres off driveway, reduce branches grown towards old tea room and reduce by 3 metres, maximum diameter 20 centimetres, give 4 metres clearance from building props in line with the edge of the driveway. T5, triple stem line, cut down to ground level. T6, triple stem beech, crown lift to 5 metres. T7 oak, reduced branches back by 4 metres, grown towards house with a maximum 20 centimetre diameter. And lastly, T8, cherry, reduced branches by 5 metres to give 3 metres clearance from balcony, maximum diameter 5 centimetres, group 1, comprised of 4 beech, crown lift to give clearance of 2.5 metres. We have received the comments from statutory consultees and obviously the tree officer's report, which I'll ask Sue to summarise and Sue can now go through the hot plate.
Yes, well, the tree officer's report, which we got not a very long time ago, they said that the trees on the property boundary are subject to a 1989 area TPO, but those trees internal to the site are not protected under the area TPO. So the boundary trees are predominantly mature oak and beech, which make a positive contribution to the amenity and character of the wider and adjacent AOMB. The principle of the proposed works is to crown lift the trees. From the building and remove a sweet chestnut stump. However, the extent of the proposed works is considered excessive to achieve the stated objectives. Target cuts of 20 centimetre diameter will cause physiological damage to the tree and result in unattractive dense regrowth and lead to decay pockets in structural branches. Lesser cuts of 50 millimetre diameter would be considered more appropriate and less damaging to the health and amenity value of T2, T3 and T4. So the conclusion is that consent is not required for the works to the sweet chestnut, the oak, which is T7, and the cherry, T8. So the tree officer approves the group one, which consists of 4 beeches, to crown lift to give clearance of 2.5 metres. There's also approval for T1, the beech, removal of 2 lower branches. And then there's approval for T6, the triple stem beech, crown lift to 5 metres, but with a condition that the pruning cuts do not exceed 75 millimetre in diameter. Now, the split decision is that they refuse T2 beech, clear the telephone wire to give clearance of 2 metres, but the tree officer approves a 1 metre clearance. Then to refuse T3 the oak, to reduce branches away from the house, removing 3 metres in length, 20 centimetres in diameter, giving approximately 4 metres clearance to the house, but he will approve the retention of the crown radius of 11 metres with pruning cuts, as stated earlier, not exceeding 50 millimetres. Then he also refuses T4 the oak, remove 5 lower branches to give clearance of 5 metres off the driveway, reduce branches growing towards the old tea room reduced by 3 metres, maximum diameter 20 centimetres, but he does, which gives 4 metres clearance from the building, approximately in line with the edge of the driveway. But he will approve crown lift of 4 metres over the driveway with pruning cuts not exceeding 50 millimetres. Thank you.
Thank you.
I had to draw it all out to make sense.
There are no other representations.
Google tree officer's
report. Councillor Chapman.
I think the tree officer's report was spot on. Well done, tree officer.
Councillor Cagle.
Thank you. I just question that the validity of his comment about that it would affect the aesthetics of the area when it's surrounded by trees, and a quarter of a mile along the road, Devon Estates took out a whole forest. So,
that's a commercial forest.
Yeah. Don't we have any stipulations on those sort of trees?
Well,
it's grown for a commercial.
And it's ground management. It's far different. Yeah.
And his refusal was for the tree's health, not for the
arrangement.
Chairman,
can I
come back just to say that up in this area, we have worked very hard to get the tree officers out there to look at these trees and preserve them, because obviously we need the trees in Exmouth. It's so built up, we must keep our trees. So he knows that if he lets them take them down, we're going to go ballistic. So he's done a really good report on retaining the character and the well-being of the trees, so I'm very happy with him at the moment.
So proposed and seconded in accordance with the tree officer's report.
I'm all in favour of keeping as much of the trees as we can, because you have global warming and all other sorts of considerations. I would only attack the trees that threaten the properties, either through root growth or through branches growing over the roof. So all those trees that do not immediately threaten the property, they should be left alone.
What, just management?
Management.
So it's been proposed and seconded for approval in accordance with the tree officer's report. All those in favour? Against? No. Thank you. Then move on to consider the planning applications for consultation. Firstly, Brixington, 19006, full, 44 Brixington Drive, single story rear and side extension, new driveway with landscaping to front, demolition of existing side garage and external alterations. Amendment plans for consultation. These are corrected plans in lieu of window numbers and numbering of neighbouring properties. The Town Council had no objection. When we met on the 21st of January 19, we had one rep in respect of the original application, but none in respect of the amended plan. Councillor Nicholas?
All I can say is good luck to them that are living there. Because the driveway is like this.
They're building a house, aren't they?
But I couldn't get that up properly.
Yeah, they're building it up to be level.
If I saw it correctly, the planning to turn an actual driveway, they're taking down a garage, and they're turning the actual, what would have been the driveway, or is the driveway, into a path, and it looks like they're going to build hard standing for, you know, build that up like a brick wall, and that's what the next door neighbour is objecting to, the fact that she thinks that will affect her driveway, which is
on the next one. But I really don't see what else they can do.
They can't get in the garage very well, can they?
Well, let me put it this way. When I went up there, there was somebody's car that they'd obviously thought twice about going to the drive. And then, look, as I came up, I thought, looks like it's teetering. Literally, she stopped half on the pavement, or he stopped half on the pavement and
half on the drive, and thought, no, I don't think I will go. I'm not going to go.
So you're proposing approval?
Well, in the sense,
okay, so it's proposed and seconded for approval. All those in favour? Against? Thank you. Next application is 18V21404, 28A York Post, raising the roof ridge to enable loft conversion, including roof lights to side elevation and dormer to rear, in construction of two-storey front extension to provide annex. Amended plan is amendments to the proposed design. I had comments that we made at the previous town council, and we have had some representations of the original application. So I'll ask Sue just to summarise what we actually said on 1st of October 2018.
Yes, we objected on the grounds that the proposed roof ridge height would be higher than the surrounding properties and would therefore be out of keeping. The raised height would result in an unacceptable level of overlooking to the detriment of the amenity of the adjacent properties. The proposed front annex would be forward of the current building line. Concern was also raised about the underground stream and the potential flooding issues. There were actually four representatives against the original application, but two letters of support.
Thank you. Thank you. Councillor Nicholas?
Once again, I went up there again to have a look at it. And to be honest, what they're trying to do makes sense if they had a bit more room. I think by the time they finish, I think the idea, the way, if you look at the plans, the way it's done, I think they want to put a second house. Originally, they were turned down for building two houses on there. Don't know if it's still the same applicants. Then the inspector, I think it was, turned down a two-storey house. Well, they're going the same way yet again. Because the next door, they're just a couple of bungalows and that, but I hadn't realised that there were like three rooms with their back gates. And if they build out the annex at the front, you're going to lose the parking places that there are. There were three cars parked there today when I went up. And you're going to lose that because the annex will take all that up. Plus, right, it looks like it's going to be right. And the neighbours around the back on Kristen Road and York Close, Kristen Road and Winchester, I think.
Winston.
They all say that there's an 1100 volt cable there, which apparently was hit when they were building this house. And now they're terrified that there's going to be even more damage to it, or they're going to build over it, because there's no mention of the cable in, and it goes down through the border. Mm-hmm. Apart from the fact that they diverted the water from one place to another and flooded the original house in 28. So of course they're all a bit concerned.
Because that might happen again.
Yeah, that might happen again, which are quite agreeable. Yeah. And also there'll be no back access for servicing anything.
Okay. So you propose a refusal to continue with this refusal along with what the same comments as previously, really, isn't it? Yeah.
Councillor Chapman?
Well, as the inspector said, it shouldn't be a two-storey building. No. And, you know, in that area, it's over development.
So proposed and seconded for refusal on the same objection grounds as our meeting on the 1st of October 2018. All those in favour? Against? Move to Holston Ward, application 19V0159, listed building consent, alarons, re-roof, upper lantern roof, and carry out necessary repairs, and replace all of gaps and platform, including timber boards and bearers. Councillor Dunker has written in to say he has no objection, subject to the comments from conservation and other consultees. I concur with Councillor Dunker.
Councillor Cahill?
Yeah.
I think we all agree. I mean, I'm happy to propose no objection subject to, as I say, the conservation officer certainly for where it is, and any other consultees. Seconded by Councillor Cahill. All those in favour? Against? Thank you. Then move to Little and Ward, application 19, the 0178 full, flat 1, Highcliffe, 10 Louisa Terrace, installation of window, replacement doors and new vent. I won't take this for the next one because there's a lot more information in the second one. It's different, isn't it?
Yeah.
Although they're obviously it's listed. Councillor Humphreys?
There's
no consultation, there's no...
See, I've got the same problem with this. It's really abandoned the apartment.
Mm.
You know, it looks good to me, so
yeah.
I'm happy for it to go ahead.
Okay, I'm happy to. Yeah, thank you. Proposed and seconded for approval. All those in favour? Against? Thank you. The next application is 19/0179, which is listed building consent, same address, flat 1, Highcliffe, 10 Louisa Terrace. But this is actually in respect of conversion of kitchen into bedroom, works to bathroom, relocation of kitchen into hall, utility area, removal of 1 metre length of wall to allow hall to become kitchen, reinstate the windows and replace 2 plastic doors with timber and new external vent. Councillor Williamson has no objection subject to the consent of the conservation officer, and there's no other representations. Councillor Humphreys?
I'm happy for this to go through. Because if it was listed, I'm sure that they would have been in there too.
Yeah, they weren't listed, aren't they?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah.
I'm happy
to second that, even though I'm confused.
Proposed and seconded for approval, subject to the consent of the conservation officer. All those in favour? Yes. Thank you. We've dealt with the next one, which is the end. Willicombe Rada Ward, application 19 of the 0188 full, Sulston Road Service Station, retrospective application for the installation of an ATM within the shop front. That's interesting, isn't it? Comments from statutory consultees. The contaminated land officer does not anticipate any concerns. Environmental health does not foresee any pollution issues. And Councillor Gazzard wishes to support the application. Councillor Toy.
I can't see any problem whatsoever. In fact, we are up and down the country, we are losing ATM machines,
yeah.
So add one to the stock is quite a good thing. And it's ideally placed because that service station is open 24 hours a day, so it's constantly under supervision, which is more you can say about a lot of ATM machines. So good luck, no problem. I suggest propose approval.
Thank you, I'm happy to concur. Proposed and seconded for approval. All those in favour? Against? Thank you. The last application is 19/0214, 92 Moorfield Road, construction of 2-storey side extension. There are no comments from statutory consultees and no representations. Councillor Toy?
Yeah, I always seem to get these ones where I've got to climb up a steep slope. I think they do it only deliberately. I can't see any great... I could not get access to the property because they were away on holiday. But the good lady next door, who has no objection whatsoever, let me go through the house, have a look over the garden. And I can't... It's a long plot. I can't see any problems about overlooking. So, and the lady next door has no objection. So there is no great problem. The only thing is, there is no driveway. There's only a footpath to get to the property. So I would. The only stipulation is that extension could never be used as a separate accommodation because of car park in that area, which is absolutely chronic.
Yeah.
Which I found when I tried to park there.
Yeah.
So that's the only stipulation.
Yeah.
It doesn't sound
as I see at the moment. It's just designed to increase the accommodation rather than increase the number of people living there. So I've got no objection. I propose approval.
Thank you. I'm happy to second. Proposed and seconded for approval. All those in favour? Thank you. Move on to items for consideration. We have before you a map. Review of the East Devon Area Special Control of Advertisements. East Devon District Council is consulting on changes it wishes to make to the area covered by East Devon Area Special Control of Advertisements. We did discuss this at a previous meeting because we did have the, we did have a certain amount of information then. So we've got, these were obviously originally designated in the 60s and covered the vast majority of East Devon. It's been removed to ensure that it still covers the areas that need additional protection without placing unnecessary burden on local businesses and others where the strict controls are no longer necessary. Initial work has identified large parts of the main town of East Devon together with Exeter and East Devon Enterprise Zone, where it's now difficult to justify the ASCA designation. So the consultation paper has been issued, and the map we've got. The comments on the plan changes don't need to be until Tuesday the 19th of March, so we have got time, but as we have got the map here, I can't see a particular problem, but is there any problem anyone sees and wants to defer this to another meeting, or are you happy to say that we haven't got any particular issues with the suggestions made? Councillor Toy.
Well, the only thing is, where the advert is in the centre of the area, it should be discreet. You know, you've got farmers, doing bed and breakfast, and they have a little sign, so one would never object to those sort of signs. Mm. So I don't know how you define a discreet advertising sign. Mm.
Yeah. I mean, most of the areas are areas where they have now got businesses and where they've now got shops and things that weren't there in the 60s, and they've obviously... It wouldn't make sense of not having been able to advertise. But unless anybody's got any particular issues, we won't send any comments in, we'll just note it. Councillor Chapman.
I am just a bit worried about EXA and EXC being taken out of special control. Because I think. EFC is up round Little Cross.
Plum Park, isn't it?
And up round there.
Yeah, I thought it was Plum.
I think it's Plum Park.
Well, I don't know why it should be taken out to display for a person. I'm a bit
which area are you looking at?
EXC, yeah, I mean
EXC. EXC, this one.
Why would it be taken out for special control?
Can we make that bigger?
I think EXC is residential houses.
Yeah, it's proposed,
commercial units up there.
It's proposed to be excluded.
It's excluded.
Because it's all going to be developed.
ASC is special control, so they'd have to get permission to do it. If they're taken out, then we can get all sorts of advertising.
It says sites considered for exclusion.
Yeah.
So should sites EXA and BC be taken out of the ASCA? This would make it easier to display some advertisements.
So
do you want advertisements in those sites?
Personally,
houses. The residential area.
It'd only be, I think the reason is as I said, is that, you know, if you were selling houses or anything like that, you wouldn't be able to have any advertising at all. But there's now houses on because it's Plum Park.
Yeah,
so you wouldn't be able to have a for sale board if it was an exclusion area.
I think
showing it
there could be a community notice board up there.
Most of the areas that they're showing you are actually areas which in the 60s we had no housing. And now we've got housing, or we've got EXB, which is Liberton Park, or Liberton Business Park, which has been extended up there, which is what EXB is.
Yeah.
I mean, EXC is a Plum Park and that area, which...
This is Goodmores.
Yeah, and that is Goodmores EXA. I mean, the thing is that the problem is as Sue really illustrated, is if you leave it in, then they won't be able to have any advertising at all, so you won't be able to have a for sale sign in your house. I mean, you still have advertising.
Certainly that's what down here is.
That's what's illustrated by what we have here. That's what they seem to be illustrating here. I mean, I can get clarification in a larger map if that would be helpful. I can find out more definitely and bring it back to the next meeting.
Exactly what they're saying they want us to do here.
Yeah. Okay.
This is a very
I mean, for sale signs and notice boards, that's fine.
I'll seek clarification and come back to the next meeting, okay?
Please, yeah. I'm not too sure about that.
But I mean, as I understood when I contacted them, it would mean if you didn't have them included, then you wouldn't be able to know on the sale board because it's total exclusion of advertising. So that's because it's now residential. But I would get clarification of the exact area and clarification of the exact word of advertising and bring it back to the next meeting.
Yes, we need to know what they mean by advertising. Yeah.
It's still anything that would after the planning commission would still come back to us for delegation of powers. Yeah. So I'll go back and we'll come back with more clarification at the next meeting.
Okay.
Items for information, town council application for advertisement consent proposal, replacement of non-illuminated basic sign, retention of A3 landscape led. Above applications have been submitted on behalf of the town council in respect of the tourist information service. So we just need to note that because obviously it's a town council application.
Yeah,
because we can't do our own.
But it'd be called deemed consent.
And then the East End District Council planning decisions is item 9. The only one was one Mount Batten Close, which I think is a bit disappointing because certainly the residents around there were very concerned about that planning application. But I'm just saying,
Well, they got it wrong, didn't they? That's all you can
they
say.
They did, and it is a concern, I think, for residents.
And yet the other one where we said, they got a bit more room.
So, no other items on the agenda, I'll close the meeting. Thank you.